Mr. Simonette, where were you born?
Born in the islands.
In the islands?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think it was the loose one.
What's that?
The Bahamas?
Yes.
You were born in the Bahamas. Okay. What year? What's your
1893, they sort of tell me.
1893? Mm-hmm.
And what's your
birthday?
In April.
April.
Mine and my wife both is in April.
Okay. April 1893.
April the
28th.
Okay. And what did your parents do for a living? Do you remember?
It was Daddy was a seaman.
Mm-hmm.
Mama didn't just kept us around the house and taught us right.
Okay. And your dad was a fisherman. What was his name?
No, Matthew.
And did he teach you how to fish?
No, the fishing over there was quite different.
How so?
Well, it's different here right now.
Yeah, well, how was it different then?
Well, I was fishing over there. I took charge of a boat, then I ran a mail boat.
You ran a mail boat?
That's right. The other one fella died, I think, and couldn't get nobody to run it, so I took charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was plenty of book work.
Oh, yeah.
And I took charge and done the book work.
Mm-hmm. I see. And when did you start fishing?
Well, you used to ask me, I'm going to tell you. My grandfather carried me out fishing when I was, had it on gown, dresses.
Really? So you've been fishing ever since you were a baby?
That's right. Okay. Well, they wore gowns, pretty big boys.
Hmm.
Bigger than that, that boy, yeah.
Okay, so you were bigger than Andrew?
But he carried me out and taught me how to fish, the kind of fishing that.
What kind of fishing was that?
It was hand line fishing, but you just tied your hook on a big line and throw it out.
Did you use
bait? Then we used fish pots.
Mm-hmm.
That's ruining the fishing now over here. They just set the pots out and they set them out now with a radio outfit, and they don't even put no buoys on them. They can tell you within 50 feet right where everything is.
That's what they do now, right?
That's what they do now.
What did you do then? Let's talk about as much about then as you remember.
Well, I remember that then I built a boat and took charge of it. And we fished for quite a while. But I think I come over here in 1912 or something like that. Young man.
1912?
I think it was 12 or 13, something like that.
And did you come right to Riviera?
Yeah, that's right. But it wasn't like, wasn't no inlet there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a, what they call a south sluice, and they'd ride up in Palm Beach. L.B. Thomas brought me up on his motorcycle. And we used to put a flag up, and then they'd come up and get us, bring us across the inlet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember one time the inlet shut up. Completely.
The inlet shut up?
Yes, but we dug it out. You see, if you dig a straight channel,
mm-hmm,
and just start it from the water and dig it out to the next water, that'll cut itself out pretty quick.
So they dug it up?
That's why we just dug the hole and put stakes in it. And pretty soon I presented it again. I tried.
Now, what did you fish for up here?
We fished for mackerel and bluefish.
Mackerel and bluefish?
And kingfish. But you know, they wasn't bringing but about 3 or 4 cents a pound.
Really?
And we caught, I know one day we pulled the boat across the line from the lake. You see, we used to have them. Well, when we lived over there, we just moved over here before the 28th storm, and we got married. But before that, these fishes just come right in along the beach on the inside.
They come up and say hello to you, huh?
What's that?
They come up and say hello?
No, they didn't say hello because we catch them whenever we could sell them. But we couldn't sell them all the time.
Huh.
These snoops, we get an order for so many, and we got put a net around them and just pull them in, and but it was too big to throw out.
Who ordered the fish?
Beg pardon?
Who ordered the fish? Who made the orders?
Well, we had Thomas, L.B. Thomas, and Charles Kennedy.
Charles Kennedy?
That's right. They were down to the dock. We had to carry fish down in boats.
And where did they live? In Palm Beach?
They lived by the fish house. Kennedy had a big store up there where he used to steal from the fellas. He had his sister-in-law for bookkeeper. And me and her had it. Go around one time, she made a mistake in mine, and she didn't want to fix it.
Thought
I didn't know enough to get it. So she used to charge the fellas for a pan and a can and a can and a pan, and a spoon and a can and a pan, and a pan and a can and a spoon and all that. But she, so I went to Canada and told him, he'd give it. Cursed out and told her to fix me up. And the next time she made a mistake, $100 in my favor, I cashed the check and give it to Kennedy. I don't know how she come out on that. But after that, I never had no more trouble with it.
So you learned how to hand line fish in the Bahamas, and you continued to do that?
That's right. That's what I'm doing my lifetime, Claire. When I was on the mail boat, we used to go off, take a week. And then the next week, I'd fish.
So a week on the mail boat, a week fishing, a week on the mail boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you said you built your boat?
I had it built.
You had it built. What kind of boat did you have?
I had about a 13-foot boat.
Uh-huh.
One time, I went down fishing about 30 miles away from home. I had people living there, and the fellow was fishing with me, had people, and so we just went down there and fished.
I had an interesting thing happen a couple of nights ago. The person who told me I should talk with you was a man named Ben Hardig. And he's fishing now, and he's trying to fish the kingfish now. And he said something about the moon and the kingfish. Do you know what he'd be talking about?
Yes.
What's that?
The moon has got a lot to do. You see, when you have a young moon and a full moon, it's an increase. Plenty of corn comes in. It's been that way ever since I've been here. And when the current comes in, the fish, years ago, the farther north you went, the less current you had. But now it looks like you can go as far north as you want to, and you don't have no current or have too much.
You don't have any what?
Current.
Current?
Yes. You see, when the coral comes in, the fish stops biting.
Coral or corin?
Comes in when you have a plenty of current. The fish stops biting.
The current.
That's something comes in from the out in the deep.
Right.
And when you have that, too much of that, you can't fish. You take, we eat the fish first with lines.
Okay.
Now we use wire.
Right.
And you can put on 10 pounds of wire on your wire, and with too much current, it keep going out of float.
So when it's a full moon or a new moon, there's too much current, so you can't fish?
Most of the time. Sometimes then it starts right up, goes south. You can take right out here in 100, 200 feet of water, 300. Some of the fellas have got me. They've got meters now, can find the fish wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no ways for the fish to hide. They can, them things they've got, I forgot what they call them. But anyhow, they can go 100 miles off on the beach, and they can go right to the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you'd find a bunch of fish in a 100 or 150 feet, a drift boat, a head boat, a party boat, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't find them more for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can go right back to them to fish them out.
That machinery.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it makes a plenty of difference. We fish with lines first. And now they fish with all wire. All you have to do is have a piece of line to fasten the wire to in the boat. Then we fish with our hands, pulling with our hands. I see what we left from here one day, went to Fort Pierce. When the morning star come up, we left. Went up to Fort Pierce, was up there just at daylight. And we catch 30-some hundred pounds of fish and was into the fish house about 2 or 3 o'clock. Come back home that night.
Uh-huh. Now, okay, you used to go up to Fort Pierce to fish, but you also fished right around here, right?
Yes, and sometimes we go to Miami.
Okay, let's talk about fishing right around here, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you fished in Rivera. Did you fish in Del Rey or in Boynton? Or was it only up here?
Yeah. Wherever the fish come, we fish.
Okay. Were any of the fish here?
Sometimes. When we first started the fish, we just had one power boat to tow around about 2 or 3 boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd anchor the power boat when we got where the fish was and row around it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing beds of fish here. Mackerel and bluefish and mullet and stuff like that. You couldn't see the end of them.
Couldn't see the end of them.
That's right.
Wow.
And now you very seldom you see a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You see the catching them. We never fish. We had about 100 mass net. Now they got about 300.
Yeah.
We had about 300 yards. 350. Now they got 800 or 900.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're setting the nets out there now, and they've got about 2,000 yards a drift net where they're catching kingfish.
So now you have to use a lot more net than you did in the past. Is that what you're saying?
That's what. If you got the boat, they've got now boat 40 feet. They're fishing.
Right.
And they got the power rollers, and they got lead down about 1/2 inch nylon, but too big to anchor your boat with hard most of the time. And when they run the net, you see a plain spot to fish. They tell them when to throw the end overboard now, and when rent it, make the tarn, and they take in the whole thing.
This is now. What about then? You didn't use the planes then.
No, we didn't end up with a whole lot better off. You only caught just enough fish for. And they didn't have no freezers then.
Uh-huh. What'd you do?
But now they got freezers.
Right.
Whatever I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll put the fish in the freezer. And when you go out and catch a few fish, they'll take out so many freezer fish to mix with yours.
Right. But what did you do then? Do you remember? How you stored your fish?
We didn't store none.
Okay. So you just only got what you ordered to get and then left?
No, them fish had lasted a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And when we caught them, they'd sell them to Miami. Miami was the biggest place where they could sell fish. But nobody bought fish like all about through the state now. What did you know?
Right, fish was pretty special.
That's right. And very seldom it took anything to New York because they never had enough to take.
Right.
And they had what they called fish drummers.
Fish what?
Fish drummers.
Fish drummers?
Drummers.
Drummers.
Yeah, that's people.
Okay.
And when a company in New York have one man, and then another company have another. And when they want the fish up there, they talk with the fish dealer and try to get them off of him, and they compete with one another.
Yeah, people who tried to drum up business, is
that right?
Fish drummers.
When they wanted fish, say for instance, you were a drummer and I was one, I'd go to the dealer and offering so much, you'd find out what I offered him, because he'd tell you, and you'd offer him more. So you'd get the most fish. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you fish for? When you started fishing, well, up here in 1912, when did you quit?
Well, I'm figuring on as soon as my wife, eyes get better, figuring on starting in and going out with my boy. I just don't take nothing now but a fish. And I just fish. We got the boat and we had a lot of expense on. I had to put another motor in this year.
When did you stop fishing commercial?
Well, I haven't stopped until last year.
You didn't stop until last year?
That's right.
Wow.
The boat caught a fire and blew it up. And that gave me a lot of trouble. When I went down to the income tax man, he asked me what I could take out. I told him I would take out nothing, just as a major, I pay it. Just take it out as I made it. Well, then I was filing an income tax for the year, once a year. The man come around to me and asked, so I told him you couldn't file no income tax. It was like a farmer, according to the weather, where you caught fish. Now the year before that, we done good. My brother-in-law fished with him. And that evening, the next year, was no fish come until.
No fish was coming.
That's right. We hardly caught a thing. Fishing here is, generally, it's in March, April, May, June, July, August, and September. After that, there's no fish here. Years ago, we used to catch them in November, last part of November. But after, most of the time, sometimes it wasn't till December, according to the weather. And we done good the year before. And this year we hadn't caught nothing. So they struck the fish, so somewhere right up here, that evening. And when I keep my boat right over there. They just put this fence around it last week. And I used, started to, first of all, my grandson come down from Georgia, and my granddaughter and her husband, and I took him over to show him the boat and everything. Started the motor up. And this, when I told us it struck fish, I had to go to get some ice. And I started the motor up. The man was with me, he got in the boat. Boat running all the time. And he got up and loosed off and pushed the oar from the post. And when I give her the clutch to go ahead, you know, to get out, all I heard was boom.
Oh no, your engine blew up.
They heard it all about. And Sister Betty, she come down, she heard about it. This was a woman I from small like that. I taught in Sunday school. And she come down, and my boy's wife is trying to help her. I'm telling you, it's the first time I ever fainted in my life.
First time you ever fainted?
I just fainted. I just went to put my head on the table, and that's all I remember. When I come to, they were standing all around me. Thought I guess I'd passed out. And they just, well, I don't know what they thought. I thought I was dead, I think. My wife, she was in it. It done her worse than it done me. So I asked the fella, one of the brothers from the church was over here, and I asked him to call up Brother Atkins. I've got a lot of confidence in him. And he called the pastor. I told him, I said, Brother Atkins is down to Palm Beach. And by the time it take him when we get here, call him up first. When I call, but they told me the pastor was up, had gone off on a vacation, and he was up in Carolina. So Brother Atkins come in and prayed for me. But you know, a lot of people said to trust in the Lord, and I'm trusting him. They're trusting for you and your children, but them and their children, they don't. And he told them who wasn't trusting the Lord or who didn't believe the Lord could heal. Why, they go out of the room, but they all stayed in there and said they believed.
So but they all stayed with you?
Stayed in that, uh-huh, in that room right there. So they said they believed, but he couldn't pray through. And when he said he'd go down to the beach and look at the boat, mm-hmm, and when he come back, it was all gone, most of them. And he come and prayed for me, and the Lord healed me. The next morning I got up, I felt just as good as better than I feel now. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to walk down to the boat. Mm-hmm. But some people that was there told me don't go there, take a picture of the boat. And I, you see, Betty Ninars had bound up the things loose, suspected on the soil. She's a registered nurse. And but they didn't. There was a stack of when she come back the next day. She was working up Palm Beach Garden and she'd come here before she went and come here after she went. But and just look at, and she told me, she said, Brother Simmons said, I've done all I can do, but I'll have to tell you, you better get a doctor. You see, it's right here on the, I forgot that, on my ankle, had burned down to the bone. Hmm. I walked out through the fire, that's what they tell me. But my nostrils and lips was felt.
Let's get away from that for a minute. Let's get away from that for a minute. I want to ask you some more about the fishing, okay?
Yeah, all right.
It sounds like you had a pretty bad accident, and that's what stopped you from fishing?
What's that?
You had a bad accident, and that's pretty much what stopped the fishing. Right?
The boat blew up.
The boat, yeah, that's what I think.
It took us from February, in the middle of February, till the last of June, a year and something.
What year was that accident?
I believe it was when Kelly was small.
It's been about...
she was small or she wasn't even born yet. So it's been at least 5 years, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been more than that. It's been about...
more than 5 years?
Been about 8 years.
About 8 years.
So about 8 years ago, you pretty much stopped commercial fishing. Let me ask you something. It sounds like you're a very religious man. Were there blessings of the fleet? Were there blessings of the boats that it took place when you were fishing here?
It was a blessing, yes.
Okay.
Because, you see, you're talking to somebody but hasn't used doctors in almost 59 years.
Hasn't used what?
Doctor.
A doctor.
He has not been to a doctor.
No. I understand that. What I'm asking, a blessing of the fleet. Were there any religious services that were held for the fishermen here when fishing season started?
No.
No.
You trusted all yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't want to trust them, you don't have to.
Right, okay.
It's just a matter
of... personal preference.
Personal preference.
Okay.
And the 28th Psalm,
yeah.
The doctor said I had a privilege of trusting the Lord for my children. I tell you, I never trust. I told my children when they got old enough, if they wanted a doctor, I'd get them one. But they never have asked for a doctor.
Okay, well, fine. What was the 1928 storm like? Can you tell me about the storm?
28 storm was killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah. What do you remember of it here?
I remember a lot about it because, you see, we left and went up to the church. And my wife left and went out to the schoolhouse. And they were to come back for us, but the bus broke down. And they couldn't get back, and I was in the church when it blew down. Me and my sister-in-law, her sister, and Brother Bonnet and his family, that's who was in the church. And I remember we was up in the north end, but somehow or another the Lord has brought us back on the south end, and we had it strengthened up, and that whole side, south end, fell in across the seats and made a shelter for us all through the storm. And it top load off, and we never found that. Now we knew it if we found it because it was built in an oval shape at a certain sound around. But we ain't never found a piece of that top.
Really? Wow. The top of the...
And that 28 storm, all the silver spine trees and that.
Oh, yeah?
My boat floated up to the... right against the steps. That's how high the water come. Took a Coast Guard cutter and put her right up against the beach. And I had a pig, and you couldn't go to Japan. I borrowed my mama to camp me. And you couldn't go nowhere near Japan. And after